Capitalism means private losses and private profits. It doesn't mean private profits and socialized losses. All right, this is Peter Schiff, and I've come down here to Occupy Wall Street to represent the 1% and see if I can have a dialogue with the other 99%. Maybe see if we can find some common ground. It's not capitalism that has failed them. It's socialism. It's corporatism. It's crony capitalism. It's fascism. That is the problem. Capitalism is the solution if we can only fully embrace it. Anyway, we've got a few people around here, and I'm wondering who in particular would like to address any of their grievances.
Imagine compassionate capitalism. Is there such a thing? Could there be such a thing?
Well, it's the most compassionate system I know, by definition.
If you make 100 million, imagine how many jobs could be created if you just made 50 million.
But what you're forgetting is if I make 100 million, I had to create a lot of jobs to make that money. That's the point. When the capitalist is making money.
There's a thing called greed. And the problem with
But
greed.
We're all greedy. Everybody.
No, we're not.
Well,
you cannot say that we're all greedy. You cannot.
Well, don't you want things
greedy.
For yourself? You don't want more. You don't want better things for yourself.
We all doing. That's the problem. Right. Some of us are simple people. We just want a place to live. We just want some food in our refrigerator.
And capitalism.
We just want to take
and
care
capitalism,
of our kids.
Capitalism is the best way to get those things. I mean, you're standing here. You're not naked. You have clothes on. The people that made those clothes did it to make a profit. And to make a profit, they had to make clothes that you can afford.
Do you think that socialism is wrong?
It is wrong. It's absolutely wrong. But first,
why?
I employ 150 people. Hold on. I employ 150 people, right? I've created those jobs. How many jobs did you create? How many people do you employ?
How much money have I given you?
But you haven't given me anything. But my point is, I've created 150 jobs.
I'm
writing paychecks every week.
I haven't given you anything?
What are you?
Everybody in this park has contributed to your fat ass bank account.
How do you figure?
In one way, shape, form,
or fashion. How do you figure that?
You know something? You need to open up your mind.
Were the people in this park working 20-hour days, or at my when I started my company in my one bedroom apartment? Were they there? No, they weren't.
I'm quite sure they have been. Where do you stand concerning our plight?
I feel for your plight. I knew these banks were going to fail. I wanted them to fail. I didn't want the government to bail them out. That's not capitalism. Capitalism would have let the banks fail. A lot of people on Wall Street would have lost their jobs if we had capitalism.
Do you see this as a left-wing movement, or do you see this more as a populist, apolitical movement?
Well, you know, I think that people, especially young people, have a right to be pissed off. You know, one of the problems people want is the forgiveness of the student loans. Why are there all these student loans? It's because the government guaranteed them. If the government minded its own business, then nobody could get a student loan.
Well, there's never been a monopoly without government involvement.
No, but my point is, if it wasn't for the government, college would be cheap. The tuitions would be low. It's only because the government subsidizes it and guarantees the loans. But who gets the shaft here? It's the kids. The colleges get all the money, and they stick the kids with the bill. They graduate with these worthless degrees with $100,000 or more in debt, and they can't get a job. And if they get a job, they're paying massive taxes. They're paying Social Security taxes to support a generation that voted in this Ponzi scheme before any of these people were born. They're paying income taxes. If there's anything left, they got to pay back their student loans, and they can't even discharge them in bankruptcy, and if they die, their parents are stuck with them.
I think it's the corporations that get greedy and decide that, why would we pay someone $8 an hour if we can get someone for 50 cents an hour in India?
If you go back to the 1950s, for example, America paid the highest wages in the world, much higher than we do today. Yet, we produced the cheapest stuff. Our products cost less than products produced anywhere else in the world, and so we sold them all around the world. Why? How was it that we could pay the highest wages but produce the lowest cost stuff? It was because we had more capital. We had more capital because we had lower taxes and fewer regulations.
What did you want to accomplish from coming to Occupy Wall Street?
Well, I wanted to come down here because I see a protest movement, and I agree with the sentiment, and I agree with the fact that you should be protesting. It's just my point is it's Washington that should be the recipient of the protest. You guys should be marching on the White House and the Federal Reserve demanding your freedom back. Look, Steve Jobs just passed away. He made billions. How many people here have iPhones in their pockets?
I feel what you want is...
He's not a humanitarian. He's a businessman.
But dude,
he enriched the lives of millions of people pursuing his own self-interest.
I am not a ramp so that you can do an ollie in front of your camera. I actually want to have a conversation.
The what?
The 99% to 1% meme was just one meme out of many memes.
What's a meme?
I'm so sorry. A popular turn of phrase.
Okay.
So the catchphrase 99%. This is not 99% Park. It's Liberty Plaza. And the 99% catchphrase is not definitive of everyone here. It makes sense why a popularity meme would be popular.
I understand you have to make money, but there's got to be regulations because I believe in democracy. But I also believe in regulations. Right. The market has to grow at a sensible rate, right? It cannot grow too fast. Well, if the market grows too fast, it will crash.
See, the regulation we want is the market. That's the regulation that works. The same thing is with labor. A corporation just can't take advantage of its workers and pay them as little as it wants because businesses compete with one another to buy labor.
Did a corporation end slavery or did the government do it? Did corporations...
What does slavery have to do with what we're talking about?
We're saying what there is a role for government in our society, and corporations cannot do everything.
But slavery was wrong to begin with, so let's not even... It was government that created... Government is there to protect property, life, liberty,
and that's it.
I mean, you mentioned Walmart. So what are you afraid that Walmart's going to do to you?
What am I afraid they're going to do to me?
What is Walmart doing?
You should go and ask the employees that are working in sweatshop-type conditions that don't get enough hours, that don't have health care.
Wait a minute. Then why don't they quit? I mean, Walmart doesn't hold a gun to their head. If they can get a better job.
So why did the rape victim get raped? What was she doing out late at night? Do you want to go back to 1920, 1930? What is this golden year that Republicans want to go back to?
I don't want...
What year? The 60s? The 70s? What year?
I don't want to go back to that technology, but I want to go back to that level of freedom.
There was more freedom for
everybody.
Women couldn't vote at some point. African Americans and others had to ride in the back
of
the bus.
You
want to go back there.
Look,
we don't want to go back there.
I'm telling you, there's more economic freedom.
There was more economic freedom.
Yes, a lot more.
Social freedom and social justice. There's been memorials for Steve Jobs all over the place, at every Apple store. There's reporters that are all around the world that never asked one single question to Steve Jobs when he was alive. Why are you manufacturing your iPhone in China and you don't have any of your manufacturing here in the United States?
And I'll tell you why. Because we've
made it. Do you think that's fair to the American people?
The American people don't own those jobs. Steve Jobs has the right to manufacture where he wants.
He does have a right to do it.
And the problem is, we have made it too expensive for him to manufacture here.
Oh, we did.
With the government.
The American workers want too much?
No.
Because we want too much healthcare? Oh, it's the government's fault.
Again, remember, the reason that employers want to lower wages is because their customers want low prices. Everybody in this park wants low prices. You can't have low prices.
No, we don't. Do you believe that the federal government has a right to exist and to govern the lives of
American
people?
It has the right to exist, but not in the form it exists today. It's operating outside the
constitution. Do you believe the EPA should be disbanded?
I think it does a lot more harm than good.
Do you believe the FDA should be disbanded?
Yeah, I'd like to get rid of it.
What about the FDA?
Uh-huh.
The Board of Education?
I think we should have...
What about the Board of Education?
I want to get rid of the entire Federal Department of Education. It is wasting our money, and it is running up the cost of education.
What I've learned over the years is to never argue with a fool. And
I'm
you, my friend, are a fool.
Okay, so I'm foolish, right?
You're foolish.
I just stumbled into all my wealth. I run all these businesses.
How could you disband the EPA and the FDA and the Board of Education?
Because it's not the Board
you're
of Education. You're talking about the Department of Education. Did I call you an idiot?
No, you didn't.
All right.
30% of the homeless people in America are veterans. So when everybody says, we support the troops, that's a lie. You support the troops when they're out there getting killed or shot, but when they come home and they're homeless and they got no jobs, you don't support the troops.
I didn't even support a lot of these wars that put those troops over there in the first place.
Let me shake your hand. We're in agreement.
All right.
You're saying you're against the federal government, you wanted to change and all that, but you guys are the ones, or at least these guys here on Wall Street, are the ones that are funding all the campaigns and putting these people in power in the first place.
Right. But
and then you do so because you know that they will enact policies that you want. And then you also know that once they do that, and you become friends with them through campaign fundraising and all that.
That is the problem.
That they will let you in the government, and you'll be like, hey, can I be Secretary of the Treasury?
If they had no power, there'd be no lobbying. There'd be nothing to give out. We don't want the government to be able to pick winners and losers, to say, you get a bailout and you don't. You pay a tax and you get a subsidy. That is the problem. Did you know that for years I was on television and writing books warning about all the things that have just happened? I warned about the housing bubble. I warned that it was going
to
crash. Those people don't listen to me in Washington. You're talking about Glass-Steagall. The reason that we had Glass-Steagall was to counteract the damage of government-insured bank accounts. Wait, do you have a bank account?
Yes, I have a bank account.
Do you care what the bank does with your money when you deposit it there? Do you care about the loans?
Yes, I do.
Why? Do you worry?
Because I want them to gamble with it.
If the bank gambles with their money and loses, does it affect your deposit?
Of course it does.
How? It's insured by the government.
If you take out Glass-Steagall, they use that money.
Nobody in this area that has a bank account has ever looked at the bank's portfolio to see what kind of loans they're making.
We're in the 1%, and we're in the 99%.
Well, what? Wouldn't you like to get into the 1%?
No.
You don't want more money? You don't want... If I offered to put you in the 1% right now, you'd turn
whether,
it down?
And I would pay my share and get rid of tax cuts immediately.
What do you...
Immediately.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Hold on.
Buffett and his secretary.
What? Let me ask you a question.
So that these folks could pay their student loans, could get off of food stamps, could be successful,
Wait,
are you driving?
Hold on.
They don't have a car.
I pay much more than 35% of my total income in tax.
What do you think of the
Less
Buffett
than me,
plan?
And I employed her.
Well,
Buffett is full of it because Warren Buffett is the biggest shareholder in Berkshire Hathaway, so he's paying a 35% tax on his profits. I am giving the government half of what I earn. You think they should take more?
I think we should get rid of the Bush tax cuts.
First of all, we should get rid of the corporate income tax because corporations don't pay taxes. Either their workers pay taxes, their customers pay the tax, or their shareholders. And a lot of the shareholders are elderly people who are trying to live off their retirement savings.
Or
people
pay taxes if they
tax people on the individual, the corporate level is a ruse. They're not paying the taxes. They're passing them on.
College in New Zealand, then for me to stay here and go to college.
But you know what? If the government stopped subsidizing student loans, the universities would have to slash the prices, and then you can afford to go. You wouldn't need a loan.
Okay.
Thank
you for the answer.
Do you believe that Franklin Delano Roosevelt did what he had to do in 1939? Government intervention?
No, he caused the Great Depression. Yes, by doing exactly what Herbert Hoover did.
What role did Wall Street play in this crisis in your
No, they paid a big role. Wall Street drank the alcohol that the Federal Reserve poured. But if there was no Fed pouring the alcohol, if Fannie and Freddie weren't guaranteeing all these mortgages, Wall Street wouldn't have originated them. So it was Wall Street working with government. But the source of the problem was government. Government started. That's how come when I was warning about the crisis back in 2004 and 2005, begging the Fed to raise interest rates, trying to get Fannie and Freddie out of the mortgage guarantee business, nobody wanted to listen to me. You know what the richest county is now in the United States? Washington County. It's now wealthier than Silicon Valley. It's all the money going to the bureaucrats. They're raising their pay. All the lobbyists are getting rich because the government is doling out all these favors.
How can you say that it's just the federal government when the people that were in the government, like Ronald Reagan, Secretary of the Treasury, was Don Regan. He was the Secretary of the Treasury then. In the Clinton years, there was Secretary of Treasury Rubin, and these guys were head of Goldman Sachs, head of Citigroup. And so these are the people that are actually making these economic policies.
Remember, I agree with you on this. I want to get Wall Street's influence out of Washington.
So this is what this is about.
When you're talking about businessmen, you're lumping everybody in the same category as Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Morgan Stanley. They're not.
But I believe you're stuck on the synecdoche of Wall Street. It doesn't matter that it's Wall Street. Because we're protesting here, it's still getting seen everywhere else.
The rap on this movement is that it's anti-capitalist, anti-business, that you guys are all walking around with copies of the Communist Manifesto in your pocket.
That's not true at all.
All right, well, clear
that's
it up.
Not the collective voice. I've seen so many Ron Paul supporters and libertarians here, you'd be surprised. You sound like a libertarian yourself.
18 members of the Federal Reserve Board that have connections to the Federal Reserve are sitting right now on companies that receive part of the $700 billion TARP failouts. What about the conflict of interest that exists between Wall Street and the Federal Reserve?
No, you're 100% right. It's a disgrace. You know, when I was on television, when they first proposed, I was against TARP. I said, look, if there's a bank that is going to fail, you let it fail. You let the shareholders lose money. Let the bondholders lose money. Because if you bail them out now, it's a moral hazard, and we're just going to get more of that bad behavior in the future. You know, capitalism means private losses and private profits. It doesn't mean private profits and socialized losses. Banks are keeping interest rates artificially low to prop up the speculative activity on Wall Street. What we actually need in this country is higher interest rates, not lower interest rates, because that'll take the money out of Wall Street, put it back on Main Street. Businessmen can't borrow money at these low interest rates.
I think if you're making more than $2 million, I think that's when we had the biggest growth in the economy is when it discouraged millionaires from paying themselves huge bonuses. They reinvested it back in their companies. They created jobs for the workers. And instead, they sit on their cash now, and they let the rest of us drown in debt and then sit on the street and go homeless. And it's ridiculous.
So you think that I should pay 70% of my income above $2 million in taxes?
Do you make more than $2
million a year?
Yes. I think your next dollar should be taxed at
70%. Okay, so if that's the deal, you know what I would do? Once my income got to $2 million, I would stop working for the year. I would furlough my employees and say, you know what? I've made my limit. I'm not going to work for 30 cents on the dollar. I'm playing golf. I'm going fishing. I'll see you next February. How about that?
How come that didn't apply in the 1970s and 1960s?
Because nobody paid those taxes back then. You know how many? I would much rather.
The economy was booming when the effective tax.
Because no one paid those high taxes.
Direct correlation with the national debt and the lowering of the effective tax rate on the wealthiest people in this country. You're not fooling anybody.
No, sure. I'm also a 1%, and I think you're making us look really bad.
How do you figure?
Because I think you're just, your facts are wrong, your logic is wrong. I don't want to get into a long discussion, but I don't think that you're helping.
Well, my facts aren't wrong, but as a member of the 1%, what do you think? Do you think your taxes should be raised?
Yes, I do.
What percent of your income do you pay in taxes?
10%.
How would you like to pay 50% like me?
I would.
Oh, really? Well, then why not write a bigger check when you pay your taxes instead of paying 10%?
I would be very, I think.
Well, no one's stopping you from paying more taxes.
Yeah, and for many, many, many years until recent history, it was around 70%. It has only come down from 70% over the last 20, 30 years.
Yes, nobody actually paid the 70%. There were so many loopholes and deductions.
I'm glad you're talking, but I think there's many other 1%ers who would strongly disagree with you.
Well, I can tell you this. Most people that make a lot of money, they're not going to work for 30 cents on the dollar. You know people who are going to work their butts off to keep 30 cents?
I spent a lot of time in Europe, and trust me, there's a lot of people who work very hard there, and marginal tax rates are...
No, they're not. They're not paying those kind of taxes. They're not.
True. I lived in Europe. There are plenty of people in Europe who believe in investing in the state and being good citizens. You're shooting American exceptionalism, this American exceptionalism line that you're some kind of special cat. You're not, man.
You said you agreed when I mentioned the fact that they're one and the same. Wall Street and the government is one and the same. And then,
you're not going to change it from here. It has to be changed legislatively and in the ballot box because it's because of the rules and regulations that emanate from Washington. Wall Street is just trying to get its piece of that pie. No, but the appearance is that you guys are against capitalism and business, and this is the symbol.
That's a tiny minority. Those are the diehard extremists here, and maybe some other people that are not extremists but are still pro-socialist or whatever, but I'm willing to bet the majority of people here are pro-capitalism. I'm pro-capitalism, but I don't think that means that.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. That's why I wanted to come down and clear up these misunderstandings because the movement is getting a bad rap.
My fundamental point with you right now is that you should be joining this whole movement and that the people that are listening to what the stream, live stream or whatever, that are conservative might actually agree with a lot of us because you all seem to think that we're anti-capitalism. I mean, who here is pro-capitalism?
Who here is pro-capitalism? All right? That's a lot of hands.